In 1982, the Nigerian playwright, critic, and novelist Wole Soyinka published Ake, The Years of Childhood, about growing up in Western Nigeria. Soyinka's second memoir, Isera, evokes the Nigeria of Soyinka's father. Book critic John Leonard has this review.
I'm quoted on the jacket of Isera. Back in 1982, before Wole Soyinka won his Nobel Prize, reviewing Ake, The Years of Childhood, I asked, what if V.S. Naipaul were a happy man? What if V.S. Pritchard had loved his parents? What if Vladimir Nabokov had grown up in Western Nigeria and decided that politics were not unworthy of him? Obviously, I liked Ake a lot. Isera isn't as wonderful. This is not because of craft, it's a cunning book, but because of family feeling. Sons feel differently and write differently about their fathers than they do about their mothers. About Soyinka's father, the headmaster of a grammar school, all we learned in Ake was that he was a man of wicked patience. About his mother, called the Fighting Christian, who ran a shop, professed nonviolence, and beat him with a stick, we learned much more. The boy grew up in a garden of cultures, British colonialism and Yoruba folk myth, the Bible and the hex, radio days that began and ended by asking God to save the wrong king, nightmares of demonic possession, songmasters, sewing academies, goats, pomegranates, snakes, divination birds, and roasted egg of praying mantis. And everything that happened to him seemed a preparation for his role as his mother's agent. When the women of Ake rose in magnificent rebellion against the English tax collector, this boy, who would grow up to be a novelist, playwright, critic, and professor of comparative literature, was their courier from mothers to sons, from black to white, from culture to culture. Isera is about the father, less passionate and perhaps less lovable. Instead of writing from the point of view of a precocious child, who forgets nothing, who will locate the lost child in all of us, anterior to language, inside sound and smell, wide-eyed, brave, and flummoxed, Soyinka this time keeps a respectful distance. In 1984, he opened a tin box of his father's letters and journals. From these, changing names and imagining conversations, he reconstructs the colonial Nigeria of 50 years ago, the coming to consciousness and then to action of an indigenous intelligentsia. These African schoolmates from the same training seminary have become teachers, pharmacists, union organizers, and capitalist entrepreneurs. They want to name a new king in their region of Western Nigeria, and somewhat to their surprise, they find they have the clout to do so, not to mention a white horse for the would-be king to ride. They have discovered politics. Among these kingmakers, Soyinka's father, with his points of caution, his ironic detachment, and his secret consulting of Yoruba oracles, is a reluctant semi-hero, a kind of clerk of the collective will. On the day of decision, not by accident, Soyinka's father for the first time meets a white American pen pal with whom he's been corresponding sight unseen for years. I won't spoil the shock of recognition. I will say I'm sorry that the Fighting Christian is sick, hospitalized, and unremarked during these events, and that her son, of whom it was said in Ake that he will kill you with questions, is also missing in action. Whereas Ake was magical, Isera is dutiful. But dutiful from a writer of this quality is nevertheless required reading.
John Leonard writes about television for New York Magazine, is a columnist for New York Newsday, and is media critic for CBS Sunday Morning. He reviewed Isera, a voyage around essay by Wole Soyinka.